When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, music lovers, to another journey into the heart of the Banjoverse. I'm your guide, Enda Scahill, and today we have a special treat for all of you Irish banjo enthusiasts. In this episode of Inside the Banjoverse, we're diving into a treasure trove of musical gems as I present a second top 10 list of tracks from my personal collection of favourite Irish banjo albums. So sit back, relax, and let the Banjoverse unfold before your very ears. Whether you're a seasoned banjo aficionado or new to the world of Irish music, this episode is sure to leave you wanting more fantastic Irish tenor banjo music. Before we get started, I want to give a big shout out to all the patrons of the podcast. And if you'd like to support, you can too at patreon.com/EndaScahillBanjo. We begin this episode with a track from the late Mick Maloney, a true giant of Irish banjo. Beyond his talents as a musician, Mick Maloney's contributions as a folklorist and musicologist are unparalleled. His tireless efforts to preserve and share traditional Irish music have earned him accolades and respect within the folk community. Through meticulous research and captivating storytelling, Mick breathed life into forgotten songs and tales, ensuring their preservation for generations to come. Whether he was performing on prestigious stages, collaborating with fellow musicians, or imparting his wisdom as an educator, Mick Maloney's impact on Irish music is immeasurable. His dedication to the craft and unwavering passion for his cultural heritage have made him a true legend in the realm of Irish music. I met and played with Mick on several occasions, and he was always kind and generous with his time and attention, and I'm very grateful that he wrote the introduction to my first banjo tutorial book. He said lots of nice things about me, and I didn't even have to bribe him. So here is a track from Mick's album, Strings Attached, two reels called My Love is in America and The Listening Guy. Thank you. have it, the late, great Mick Maloney, Ar Yes Jé Go Raibh Anam Díolais. That's the brilliant banjo playing of Teresa O'Grady, the Banjoista, from her album, The Banjoista. And there are three jigs, Happy to Meet, Sorry to Part, Padraig O'Keefe's, and Paddy Fahey's. And make sure you go and check out Teresa online. She's an incredible banjo teacher, great friend of mine for many, many years, a senior All-Ireland champion. Not many people can say that, including myself, and Teresa will know that. Wonderful banjo player. Next up is Colm Lochtan, a fantastic Galway banjo player. This is from Colm's album, The Space Between the Notes, three reels called The Merry Sisters, Miss Susan Cooper and Richard Dwyers. Brilliant banjo playing from the great Colm Lochtan, a Galway native. The next track is from Angela Usher, born and raised in Manchester, but spent an awful lot of her summers in Peterswell in Galway. Great Galway connections again. Maybe it's just the banjo. Here's a track from Angela's album, The Gart Mile, The Love of Lucia, Cranman, and Connell's Favourite. Thank you. for something completely different, we're going to go to a banjo player called Kieran Ryan. He's Scottish, plays with the band Dallahan. A number of years ago brought out an album called Banjaxed. And if you haven't seen Kieran, you can go and check out my YouTube channel. That's Endascal Irish Banjo. And I do a weekly banjo series called Pikachu Tuesdays. Kieran recorded one of those videos for me recently and definitely worth checking out. Here's a track from his Banjaxed album called Tongue in Cheek. Thank you. That's fantastic playing, and I don't think I would be criticized too much for saying that it's reminiscent of a young Seamus Egan. Definitely got some of that Sulla sound going on. That's the fantastic Ciarán Ryan. Here's a man that needs no introduction, the fantastic Brian McGrath, playing The Maids of Mount Cisco from West Along the Road from his album Pure Banjo. Next track is from a banjo player called Porrick McDonagh. This album was new to me. It's called About Time, and Porrick plays four reels: The Reel of Rio, McFadden's Pigtown, and Coleman's Cross. Beautiful playing, very tasty, and very, very well recorded. This is Porrick McDonagh. Thank you. Hendon Road from Eamon Coyne. Eamon is an Irish banjo player from Dublin originally, now lives in Edinburgh. He has had an illustrious career. That's his solo album, which came out in 2002, called Through the Round Window. Eamon has recorded with many great artists, including Alison Brown and Mike McGoldrick, and perhaps best known for his work with Chris Drever. And that duo was an early inspiration for Wee Banjo 3 when we saw them way back at Celtic Connections Festival in Scotland. Next up is Kieran Hanrahan. From his album, Kieran Hanrahan plays the Irish tenor banjo. And here he is playing two tunes, Kitty Gonna Milken and Music in the Glen. And of course, Kieran has been on this podcast, and if you want to hear all about him and his very storied and very illustrious career as a radio presenter and a former member of the groundbreaking Stockton Swing, then you can check that out on this very podcast. Last up on this second installment of my top 10 favourite banjo tracks is a band called Kalanua from a 2001 album called Next Stop. The banjo player with Kalanua is a great musician called Owen O'Macker, and I always felt Kalanua were a fantastic band, perhaps didn't get the notoriety that they deserved for their excellent recordings. But here they are with a piece of music that they have called the Listenagun Set. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking with me right to the end. If you want to support the podcast, you can do that on Patreon. The link is in the description, as they say. And again, once more, just a big shout out to all the patrons of the podcast, everybody that's helping keep the old lights on. And I'll see you on the next episode of Inside the Banjoverse. Thank you.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.